The COVID-19 crisis is affecting services across Berkshire County. For Michelle Lopez, executive director of the Berkshire Immigrant Center, the pandemic and the resulting shutdown are making it even harder to provide aid to one of the county's most vulnerable populations. Lopez spoke with WAMC about supporting the immigrant community during the pandemic.
I think the biggest thing, especially after late February when the new public charge rule came out stating that there would be even more restrictions against people who are not yet permanent residents or citizens, will be further scrutinized for using any public assistance. And we want to really make sure that people understand that right now, any screening, testing, or treating of COVID-19 is not counted against them if they were to go and be tested. We really want to make sure that everybody knows that, and that people who are undocumented can get mass health limited. I think the misconceptions are the biggest thing that we're trying to battle right now. And then also to prepare for people who will be going home without pay, who are losing hours, you know, people who work off the books and are not going to be able to apply for unemployment. It's not something that we have heard from our clients that's happening yet, but we know that it's coming.
With that in mind, what are the things the Berkshire Immigrant Center is doing right now to respond to all of that?
We are reaching out to our grantors who provide for emergency funding to apply for even further emergency funding so that we can help our clients over the next few months get rental cash assistance, assistance to pay for things like groceries, gas. We have a lot of wonderful individual donors who already do those things, and we'll be reaching out to them to see if they can provide additional funds or even, you know, gift cards, $25 gift cards from community members to the Immigrant Center so that we can help offset the cost of other things that our clients are going to have to pay for. That's all a huge help and something that we're trying to make sure that we are getting done as fast as possible right now.
What kind of messaging is the center doing to the folks that you work with during these complicated and trying times?
Well, for clients, it's definitely the spreading of correct information about how they can get the treatment and testing if they need to, their access to Mass Health Limited, and to also make sure that everybody knows that ICE is stopping their immigration enforcement inside of the U.S. right now. They have stated that they're only going after, you know, hardened criminals that are considered a threat to the public during this coronavirus outbreak. So we do hope that that eases the minds of some of our immigrant population who in the past have been, you know, afraid to go out during the day or to drive their car or to pick up their kids from school or daycare. And, you know, luckily that's not something that we have to worry about right now, but it is somewhat of a silver lining that ICE enforcement has toned down their deportations, and also the fact that all of the deportation proceedings for courts has been halted as well. But, you know, on the negative side, we also have naturalization ceremonies that have been canceled. Those clients of ours who are supposed to be sworn in on April 8th at the Norman Rockwell Museum, that's unfortunately canceled as of right now, and we'll just have to get them in the most soonest possible ceremony that happens after the, you know, isolation suggestion is lifted by the state.
As far as the coming census, are you concerned that it will intensify the problem of counting immigrants in the Berkshire community during this this coming federal count?
Yes, of course. We're all concerned, all of the organizations that have fought really hard for the Berkshire Complete Count Committee. I know that all of us, all of our organizations are still putting out messaging to our constituents on Facebook, on our websites, and our e-blasts. Luckily, because the census is more online and phone heavy, we are hoping that it won't come to that being a lower count, but we know it's a possibility, and our clients and community members need to know that we are still available to act as a questionnaire assistance center. It will just be done over the phone. So anybody can call us Monday through Thursday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. and we will be able to either jump right on a call and help them fill out their census form online, or we will get right back to them if the voicemail comes on.
For folks trying to help out the immigrant community who are not already working with the Berkshire Immigrant Center, what's the most significant way that people can get involved in trying to reach out to this group during this time?
Besides donating online at our website at berkshireic.org, The next best thing can be going on to Facebook, if that's something that people are a part of, and going on to the Caremongering Berkshire County group. It's an open group that was just started by some fellow nonprofit organization leaders. There are lists of people who are offering services, you know, delivering groceries, childcare, picking up essentials for the elderly or people who can't leave their homes because they have immunity deficiency or they have kids at home. So I think that's a great group. And there's another one as well, Berkshire County COVID Community Assistance, I believe is what it's called. And there's just, it's been great to see the community coming together and offering their support in many ways.